Have you ever picked up the phone, heard an angry customer, and thought, please, please, not today?
Yes, but don't worry. After this episode, you'll handle those calls like a professional.
Well, welcome back to BePart. I'm Johnny, and your business English podcast, where we take real work situations and turn them into clear, confident English you can actually use.
Hey everybody, I'm Matthew, and today we're going to be talking about something every professional dreads: handling customer complaints over the phone. Oh, you know the moment when you pick up and you hear a really stressed voice say, "Listen, we need to talk."
Yes, the moment when you wish you could just mute life.
Totally. But don't worry, by the end of this episode, you'll know how to reply politely, professionally, and in a way that calms people down instead of making things worse.
We'll start with a fictional phone call, then we'll analyze the phrases, teach you useful expressions, and finally, we'll show you how to apply everything in a real working environment.
That's right. So grab your headphones, deep breathe, and let's survive angry phone calls together.
Yeah, amigo, and I think you are going to be the agent today, so I'm going an angry customer.
Who wrote the script? Dear me.
Yeah, I choose who says what.
I know, so. This is it. I want a meeting about this.
Okay.
So the setting today, Johnny, look at this. We're a customer calls a support line because their online order arrived late and damaged.
No, that never happens, Matthew.
Well, it's a fictional dialogue, you know, where you have to imagine the impossible. So. Okay, here we go. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Quick Assist Support. My name is Matthew. How can I help you today?
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling because my order arrived this morning and honestly, it looks like it went through a washing machine before it got to me.
Oh no, I'm really sorry to hear that. What exactly happened to the product?
Well, the box was crushed, the item is scratched, and to make things worse, it was already late. I needed it yesterday.
Oh, I completely understand why you're frustrated. Okay, let me check your order details so I can see what happened and how we can fix it. May I have your order number?
Sure. It's 78456Q. And seriously, I don't usually complain, but this time, wow.
Thank you. I'm looking at your order now. Yeah, it seems there was a delay at the distribution center. And clearly the item, it didn't arrive in the right condition. I'm really sorry about that.
Okay, so what do we do now?
Well, we can offer you two options, a full replacement shipped today or a refund. Which one would you prefer?
Well, replacement would be great as long as it doesn't go on another adventure.
I promise we'll make sure it arrives safely this time.
All right, let's do it.
Perfect. Okay, I've just processed the replacement. You'll receive a confirmation email in a few minutes. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's everything. Thanks for handling this quickly.
Of course. Thank you for your patience and for giving us the chance to make it right. Have a great day.
Oh, you too. Bye. Well, I hope everything went so well. No, just I think people who work as agents on the phone, they might say, well, I wish things went as smoothly as this one.
That was definitely fictional. It was not how things normally go, but well, there you go. For the purpose of vocabulary, we're going to go with that one. Let's have a look. Let's break it down. Some of the most useful expressions from that call. Phrases that you absolutely need when you're resolving problems on the phone. We've got a slide there for those that are watching us. Okay, so number one, showing empathy. And the phrases that we heard in the conversation, I completely understand why you're frustrated, and I'm really sorry to hear that. So these are two great phrases for just trying to calm the customer down and show a bit of emotional intelligence.
So, yeah, that's right.
There we go.
Sí, en inglés profesional, ¿eh? En inglés profesional es clave validar la emoción del cliente antes de ofrecer soluciones, así que esto es importante. Muy bien, gracias, Matthew. So, a second tip. Let's see, I think we have another. Yeah, asking for details politely, no? For example, you said, may I have your order number? Or what exactly happened to the product? Those are very good questions. So using may or could makes the question softer and more professional.
That's a great tip, Johnny. Number three, explaining the situation without blaming anyone. Okay, so the expressions we heard in the conversation, it seems there was a delay at the distribution center, and clearly the item didn't arrive in the right condition. Okay, so we just described the facts, but we're not blaming anybody.
That's a great tip. Good. Another one. Well, offering solutions clearly. No. For example, you said we can offer you two options: a replacement or a refund. Which one would you prefer? So always give simple choices. That reduces the tension.
Another great tip, Johnny. Good. And closing the call professionally is really important. And we heard a question. Is there anything else I can help you with? And also that little statement there. Thank you for your patience. And this just leaves the customer feeling dignified, respected, even if it's been a difficult conversation.
Fantastic. So, extra useful phrases for customer complaints. So, for example, you could say something like, let me look into that for you, or thank you for bringing this to our attention. Or, for example, another one, oh, I'll make sure this doesn't happen again, and I understand how inconvenient this must be. So, all those are phrases, no, that can be very useful if you are working in this customer complaints department. By the way, thank you very much. If you are working in any of those departments, you need a lot of patience.
Yeah, that's not an easy job at all, huh?
No, it isn't. It isn't. Okay, so let's go for the questions to the audience, no? How would you say in English? Gracias por avisarnos. Vamos a solucionarlo ahora mismo. Wow, that's a good one, no?
That's a good one, Johnny. I like
Ahora
that
mismo,
one. So, listeners, write your answers in the comments section. And remember, we want to try to make it sound polite and professional.
Good. And if you're enjoying the B part and improving your business English, well, please hit like and subscribe, and it really helps us to grow.
Totally. And if you want to sound confident at work, then I think the best tip is to visit trainlang.com. You'll find courses made for real professional situations.
Fantastic. Okay. So let us go then just to another realistic dialogue, because we will simulate a little bit phone training session for customer service representatives. So let's see a little bit how we could just help those who are working in this area to improve.
Right, let's dive into it then and see what we have as our slide as well. Good, Johnny, thank you. So, how to handle real customer service situations over the phone using polite and effective language.
Right. So first, when a customer calls and is clearly upset, avoid phrases like calm down, or there is nothing I can do, or those sound, because those sound defensive. Instead, you can say something like, I understand this is frustrating. Let's fix it together. So that shows empathy and cooperation.
Exactly. If a customer is speaking very quickly or maybe they're emotional, don't interrupt. Just wait for a moment and then say, I really want to understand everything. Could you repeat that more slowly, please? So this shows that you care and it just keeps the tone of the conversation polite.
Fantastic. Okay. Here's another phrase that helps buy time while sounding professional. Let me take a moment to check that for you. That will give you a short break to find the right information.
It's a great tip, Johnny. And remember, if the issue isn't clear, if you don't understand everything, you can clarify by saying, just to confirm, you're calling about the order placed on. If you confirm the details, it can avoid misunderstanding and it saves time later.
That's true. Now, when offering a solution, be direct but flexible. For example, we can replace the item, offer a full refund, or provide store credit. Which options works best for you?
They're really good options because giving the customer choices, it makes them feel like they're in control.
Also, if there is a delay, don't just say it's delayed, which is clearly something that it's evident. So say your order has been slightly delayed. I'll follow up personally and update you within 24 hours. Well, this builds trust.
Yeah. And if you have to transfer the call, be respectful. Instead of saying, I can't help you, maybe try saying, I'm going to connect you with our specialist in that department. They'll be able to assist you better.
Yes. Always frame it positively.
That's right. Before ending any call, you can wrap it up with, is there anything else I can help you with today? And don't forget a warm goodbye, like, thank you for calling. We really appreciate your patience.
Yes, and if you want to get an extra mile, well, know the customer's name and say, thanks for your call, Mr. Smith. Have a great day. Well, personalization always makes a difference.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, let's do, I think it's
the answer. We did already, you know, just a role play before.
Okay.
But that could be a training, no? Good. All right. I like some of the tips.
They were good. They were really useful. Maybe even for class, if you get an angry student in class.
That's okay. Right. I think I will send this podcast to Anna and to Marta and Belen, Rocio, all our team of. Support, customer support. So I think it's a good tip for them. they do it very good. I think our customers, our students are happy with our customer department. So they are great.
I think so.
Okay. So let's go to the next point.
The question, no, Johnny?
Yeah.
The best way to express gracias por avisarnos. Vamos a solucionarlo. Ahora mismo. Well, we could say, thank you for letting us know. We'll fix it right away.
Wow, fantastic, Matthew. Short, polite, professional, perfect for customer service. So, let's now just get into more interaction with you. What's the most stressful customer phone call you have ever had? Sí, cuéntanos, ¿cuál ha sido la llamada de un cliente más estresante que has tenido? Así que, sí, cuéntanos,
Oh, man, I'm sure there's some real good ones out there, definitely. Oh, sí. Listen, share it with us in the comments. Try to do it in English if you can. You know, we love to read the stories that you send in.
Yeah, that's true. I think this one would be an interesting one, not just... I will wait just to see what our listeners just say about this. So let us review what we have learned, Matthew.
Hey, well, today we've talked about how to handle doubts or complaints, questions from customers on the phone and how to do it politely and professionally.
Fantastic. So in our next episode, what are we going to learn? Well, banking and transactions, useful phrases for financial customer service. So stay tuned. So if you work in the financial system, banking or broker or whatever, well, pay attention to our next podcast. It's going to be very interesting.
Yes, exactly. And don't forget to visit trainlang.com. If you want to improve your business English, well, with our classes, you can make quicker progress.
Fantastic. And remember that You got classes from €39 a month, just with group classes. Also, you've got a fantastic campers, and yeah, I mean, just you got a lot of material to enjoy our classes por muy poco, ¿eh? Solo por 39 euros ya tienes clases disponibles en clases grupales. Así que apúntate a nuestras clases o pide una clase gratis también para cualquiera de nuestros profes, ¿eh? Así que, Matthew, wow, this was a great podcast. I learned a lot, so thank you very much.
Just need an angry phone call now to practice everything that we've learned, Johnny. Maybe call Stefan in the
Okay.
middle of the night, see what he's doing.
Put it in practice. Hey, see you next time. Take care.
Johnny, see you next time. Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye. Gracias por
Bye.
escucharnos. Adiós.